Have fun storming the Invitational. This is the Perfect Pour.
I knew it. He did it. Oh, all the tailgate listeners know what just happened. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about craft beer, having the fun with the craft beers. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy, back with a little less of me and better than ever.
Oh, later on in the show, we just might find out what did Stacy do.
Watch for hints along the way. She'll be dropping subtle notes.
Go to my OnlyFans to see how the swelling's doing.
Oh, you should have done that. Damn it.
Damn
you
it.
Could have, whatever you did, you could have paid for it. I don't care how.
Probably.
Oh, man. We're going to be hanging out with you talking about beer and operations done to ourselves. We're going to have the beers are looking out for, beers we drank last week, and the listeners are going to tell us some stuff. It's just going to be fun. Before the show, we were tailgating, and I've already drank, just as a warning, a double IPA. It was a Nuggy Fresh, a dank double IPA from Flatland Brewing, donated to the show by Waza Corvette. It was good. It was good and delicious and a nice
delicious
beer. What did you have there, Nick, or what are you drinking now?
Oh, I do need to get a show beer, but I just finished my Tio De Niro from Movement, a Mexican lager.
All right.
4.6 ABV. Alks.
Oh, 4.6 alks. Wow. So like
4.6 alks.
So, like, are you on the wagon or something? Or
yeah, you know, it's. I mean, we got to a 74 today, so I'm a little dehydrated.
Oh, okay. Stacy, what do you got there?
Yeah, I'm getting my Firestone Walker pregame on.
Oh, with some tailgating!
No vacancy!
Fwib tailgating!
Anyway. That's that. But I am about to, I liked it. I am about to open up a Bay Cyclone
Iowa beer.
Yeah. 2022, which is a amber lager.
Ooh.
5.7.
You're okay with amber lagers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 22 IBUs. That's like right in the perfect.
Oh, window. Yeah. It's like almost not IBUs. Like they barely were able to measure it.
Barely registers on.
However it is they measure IBUs, they're like, we're having problems finding this, but all right.
I love gold.
How do they get IBUs? How does that happen, Stacy?
They titrate it.
Huh? Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's a total like IBU titration, bro.
Yeah. What are you doing back there? You titrating?
Honestly,
that's when I'm at brewery. I'm like, hey, you guys titrating back there? What's going on?
I think they make it up. They make it up.
What?
You know, at Lagunitas, they're just like, I don't know, tell them it's like 420 IBUs. You get it? Like 420.
I don't think 420 is a thing. 420. Just call everything 420 and just giggle. Like, he said 420.
It's so dank.
The squares don't even know what we're talking about.
We're going to release it on June 9th because 69, dude.
That's really malty on the nose.
Hey, Beavis. Ooh, malty.
That smells like malty amber. Iowa.
Oh, I can get Iowa. That's a lot of corn.
I'm not.
I love gold.
I'm not trying to judge it too harshly on the nose here, but I do want to check some dates.
Are you being judgy?
it might not. That's not Bay Cyclone's fault. You might. It just.
No. I know it's not Bay Cyclone's fault, and I don't want to make anyone feel bad. I've got family in Iowa. I don't want anyone to feel bad about anything. There's something on the nose that I'm like not quite.
She's in there. She's getting in there.
Oh, she's getting like honey or something. It's interesting. Mm. Okay.
Did you not wash your glass again?
I rinsed it.
Can I see your Cicerone certificate?
No, I don't have one.
We need to see.
I do have a sommelier certificate,
though. Oh, sommelier. Do Cicerones and sommelier like look down at each other like, oh, like I'm a sommelier. Well, I'm a Cicerone. Well,
sommeliers look down at everybody.
Yeah, there's not nobody. There's nobody that can look down on the sommelier.
Yeah. Like, as a sommelier, your nose actually grows larger and you can't even see beyond it. Like everyone just disappears.
It acts as like a.
Been a sommelier my whole life then.
It acts as like a rain cover. Like you can provide the shade and rain cover.
We lost her already.
She's figuring out how to describe this. We're not used to this, like taking the beer seriously stuff. This is a perfect pour. We take 5 second reviews, Stacey, normally, but all right, go ahead, review it like a person.
You can take the chick out of the beer industry, but it is really hard to take the beer industry out of the chick. Yep. And I am Beer Mentor certified by New Belgium. I don't know if they still have that program, but it is very beer similar mentor. To Cicerone. Yeah. So you first have to be mentored by like a brewer or somebody who has been through some sort of like brewery training at New Belgium. And then you do that for 6 months and then you mentor somebody else. But you go through the entire program, everything from like history of beer to, you know, off flavors. They like mail you weird shit to put in your beer to give it off flavors and then have people like blind taste you and not blind taste you, but watch you while you blind taste.
Yeah.
There's a new untapped.
So you're not, so you don't got any stuff up your sleeve.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like they have you put rubber bands in your beer and pennies and all kinds of shit.
Got it. You get those off flavors.
You probably have those on hand, but.
Oh, yeah. I'm an old man. I got rubber bands and pennies everywhere around the house.
Good.
Like these?
Then I must be an old man.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, well, you do fit in the podcast oddly well, so.
Yeah, so the carbonation is not where I think it should be with this beer, which I think is affecting just the entire experience.
Okay. Low carbed. Undercarbed.
Yeah, so low carb. What's weird is it's got like honey on the nose. But then there's like this weird kind of like dried fruit, like stone fruity thing going on the palate. And it's just not what I expected when it said amber lager.
Oh, okay. Maybe they mistitled, misassociated their style.
Like,
are you sure this is the beer I ordered?
Yeah, yeah. Like if it said like Belgian weird beer.
Oh yeah,
like,
if you're
like,
getting
Belgian weird beer.
If you're getting this in a restaurant, you might ask the waiter / waitress to be like, are you sure this is amber lager? Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would say, can I come look at your faucet and make sure there's not a bug living up there making a nest? Can I stick a straw up your faucet?
Clean them lines.
Wow. there's a beer pickup line.
When's the last time you guys clean your lines? Who, the what?
Clean the who?
Clean the hot.
Yeah. No, the beer just comes out of the wall. It doesn't.
No, we've got these taps that the beer comes out with. We don't have to clean them.
The beer. Yeah, I was always
the alcohol cleans it for
you.
Oh my God. How many times did I hear that where I was like, no.
Did you really hear that from like bar owners or like, oh, the alcohol cleans it, lady. Oh, come on, lady. The alcohol cleans it. Oh my God. Can you believe they sent this girl over here?
This girl coming in here talking about our lines and how they're not clean and she's tasting off flavors. Okay. Ooh, ooh. So there's a chain that's up in River Park and they sell like absurdly stupid beers in like giant beakers.
Like 100 taps they have.
Yeah,
it could be. This could be. This could be any. This could be any place. Any place.
Yeah, and none of the beers are repeated. Don't worry. If you walk around the whole bar, you won't ever see a beer repeated.
There is exactly 100 different beers.
Different beers. It's in a different location on the draft.
100 different located beers.
Yeah.
The North beer tastes different from the South beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to get. Can I get a pull off the South side? Oh, all right. Oh, we got a
giant like trunks, right? Like the trunks that are coming like up and out, like through the building, like through the sewer system, through like Timbuktu
and maybe the keg room is lit with the blue lighting. I still don't know which we're talking about, but.
Where is this?
That's the Five Guys.
Yeah, it's the Five. All right, we'll say it. It's the Five Guys. Okay.
It's Five Guys. So they were once a month cleaners, and they did outside line cleaning. They didn't use any of the distributorships here in town. Uh-huh. They
had their own personal in store line cleaners.
Yeah, and so I said, "Well, you know, what do you do when you change a keg, like?" Like from a different beer, right? And they're just like, oh, we just like flush it with a little bit of water. And so I would go in and I'm like, so.
Yeah, I can tell.
Like, was it a root beer that was on this line before you put this like Pilsner on by chance? How did you know?
What the fuck? They're like, are you a wizard?
Yeah, that was always good. Or sour beers or like anything that has like a really overt hop character, like a dank hop character, and then you go and put like, you know, some really light beer on after, and there's like, we flushed it with water, bro.
Yeah, we flushed it
totally
with
flushed
Fresno H2O.
And this is what they told me when I said, why do you only do once a month cleaning? And they said, well, because it's about 100 feet of trunk. And so that's like 3 pints of beer that we would be wasting to clean the lines.
3 whole pints.
Three.
Yeah, and I was like, what about all the beer that gets sent back because it tastes like fucking garbage? Like, I'm just wondering if you keep.
No, you already paid for that. It's too
and
bad.
They're like, this is Fresno. Nobody thinks that any of the beer tastes like garbage. They just fucking drink it.
Drink it. Or your bartenders just don't.
Really weird.
Don't ever.
I don't remember my Coors Light tasting like root beer. This is like really weird.
It's a variant.
Yeah, the root beer Coors Light variant.
Yeah.
Root beer light.
Man, now you've ruined Five Guys for me, Rad Stacy. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. You know, if
I used to have such a great time at Five Guys, and now
you're taking the fall.
Damn it.
Oh, people are gonna start going to Five Guys.
So close.
Trying to order yards of beer.
Yeah. Hey, you get those yards of beer. What?
Where's your tap?
We
list?
Here.
We heard you on the Prairie Report. Okay, don't try to fuck with me.
All the hot dog, all the way in the yard.
All the way. What's on the all the way?
That's every topping they have, and it's like 15 or 20 toppings.
All the way.
All the way. Even mushrooms, if you like.
Wow, mushrooms. I'll take that.
Can you order?
Are there jalapenos? Yeah, they get a yard of toppings, hot dog toppings.
Yes, one yard of toppings. That's 3 foot long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of hot dogs. Filling all of the nooks.
You got to finish. Yeah, that's the thing though. You got to finish the yard. You can't order it. And not finish. You're like, you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to finish or you can't leave. They won't let you leave the establishment until you finish.
I'm just mad they don't have straws long enough to get to the bottom of the yard. Like, I want like a squirrely straw to go all the way to the bottom.
The glasses.
Right? Exactly.
Does anyone even order? Did they even? Because, I mean, I've only been there like once. And we used to go there fairly regularly. I'm not saying I haven't been to Yard House before, but.
Oh, you said its name. Okay.
What? Damn it.
Not yard house.
I mean, I haven't been to Five Guys before. I've been there before.
Casa de Yardo.
But I haven't seen that many yards. I don't think anyone's having any fun anymore.
Half yards.
Yeah, they got the half yards.
You need to go there on a football-centric Sunday.
All right.
All the dads.
Niners!
They're watching Raiders. The Niners lose.
Raiders or the Niners win more than they lose. I don't like it. Go Rebs. Go Rebs.
Well, they win more than the Bears do.
So. Bergamo.
Bears.
Bears don't win very often.
It's the honey curse of the honey bears. Look it up.
Stacy, let's talk about FWIB.
FWIB. So when are you coming in, Mikey?
You just don't know. You don't know. You never know.
You have the schedule, right?
Maybe I'm already there.
Hey, you know,
Maybe I'm here in the back.
The free events actually start on Thursday. So you already missed it if you're listening to this.
So like,
right now.
You don't have to actually go. Yeah, that was a fun event, by the way.
The Thursday block party was so fucking tight.
Oh, my God.
What's funny is I
flashed my Cicerone card everywhere, and everyone was impressed.
Like, Firestone is so good at creating, like, FOMO with their followers. This is one thing that I think that they have done very, very well, if I can say that they've done. They've done a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Right? They understand their consumer. I mean, just look at 805 and all the bros that drink. Right? They understand that.
They understand the 805 drinker loves lifestyle and loves black and white things and loves to live in the black and white world with a horse and a motorcycle.
Or surfing or whatever.
Yeah. They like to take their horse down to the beach with their surfboard rack on their horse. And then they go and they rope up their horse at the beach and they're like, all right, I'm going to go surfing here, horse.
Right. In actuality, the typical 805 drinker has a hard time like unwedging themselves from the couch. On any given, but
I
they
totally
want to
go. But DoorDash just got here.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my DoorDash guy. He's delivering to another house before me, which is fucked up. But all
right, But they live vicariously through like the YouTube commercials of like these really fit people surfing, and really what those people are drinking is probably like Propel water or something. Like they're drinking
not alcohol at all.
Yeah, they're drinking.
They're drinking hard kombu.
Fiji water stuff.
They're drinking alkalinated water.
Light.
Yeah, I guarantee you that the super super fit mountain biker and surfer is not drinking copious amounts of like Double Mind Haze. For example, probably not.
Well.
I heard that sharks will eat you if you do that. Sure.
Sharks are attracted to hazy
beer. Effervescing stuff that sharks like when you drink.
Well, they love hazies.
You know what those guys are really drinking is Heineken. I've seen those green bottles all over the beach.
Yeah. And then Fresno gets blamed for them. And then in the San Luis Obispo Tribune, they're like, oh my God, the people on the beach. They were from the valley. I am sure of it because they left a bunch of Heineken bottles.
And I cut my toe. All
right. Yeah. Sorry. FWIB. Rad Sissy.
FWIB. So what they have done really, really well is I just got an email earlier this evening. And I don't know if you're getting emails too because I gave them your email.
Yeah.
So you're getting all of this stuff. I signed you up.
Yeah. I'm in.
So it says, you don't have tickets to FWIB, that's okay. There's plenty of other events for you to come and spend your hard-earned money at. Yeah,
come on to Paso and just come stand outside the gate and look at what we're doing.
Watch us. You can watch us.
Yeah.
You can hear the music for free.
Yeah.
And you can tailgate out in the parking lot for free.
Yeah.
And there's going to be block parties and like all this stuff. So anyway, that's going to be fun. But so I'm going Friday. I've actually made reservations for my husband and I to have a really romantic French dinner on Friday night. Ooh. So we're going to pick up our tickets.
They have a French restaurant in Paso?
Yeah, it's called Le Petit Canaille.
Le Petit Canaille.
I think it's the Little Canal, I think is what that
translates
to. But we're going to do a pre-fee dinner where they just bring you shit.
Like, wow. I feel like there will be zero French people.
Bring out the tongue.
Yeah, wow. It's called Trust Us.
Just eat it.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. But we're going to go to the Brews and Bites between 2 and like 4 p.m. at the actual brewery to pick up our tickets and our lanyard that says all access, so I can put it in people's faces and be like, excuse me.
Wayne's World.
I just watched Alex Kidd's, I think it was the 2022 FWIB interviews. Like, he went and interviewed people at the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you watch that on YouTube?
I know what you're talking about. I have watched it before, but I know.
You should go watch it because it's really funny. But I love how he no, all the hordes are coming in. Okay, everybody brace yourselves.
Brace yourself. All the regular people are coming in. Get ready.
Yeah, we get to go in at 11.
11?
We're
already
awesome.
Fucking fucked up before anybody else gets in there.
So between 11 and 1 is when all the good content could be had. And then by 2 p.m., all of the normies, all the normies are coming in. All the commoners are coming in and ruining everything. Freaking pooping in the urinal and everything else. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Knocking the urinals over.
Right. Gross. Yeah, so it should be a good time. Let me know when you're coming in.
Yeah. I'll give you the text and you'll know.
If you don't come, I'm going to choose somebody who could be you out of the line and say, do you want to be?
Would you like to be Mike? Mikey? Would you like to wear the shirt that says, I'm the Fresnan. I'm the guy that was part of the whole Firestone thing.
Yes.
I'm the guy to hate.
No, see, I don't think you are the guy to hate, though.
In reality, I'm not, but everyone outside of Fresno thinks I'm the guy to hate.
Well, you're just the guy that hit the first domino. You know, that's right. It. And then you walked away, and the dominoes just kept falling.
Yep. And they're like, hey, that's the guy that started the domino thing. I was like, I didn't know I was starting a domino thing. Like, but you did. And I was like, but I didn't mean to.
Well, maybe we can have.
I was just trying to be funny on the internet.
I'm hoping to run into David Walker and hug it out and tell him that I hope everything's going good since I left.
Well, he the one that came to Fresno and hugged it out with the mayor? Or was it the other? Okay.
Yeah, he and. Several people came. I think even
they sent the whole team.
I think, like, everybody.
Could any available Firestone Walker employees come on the bus to Fresno, and we're gonna hug as many people as we can, and hopefully this will all go away.
Yeah, I know that Adam and David both for sure came, and I think Matt Brindleson came too, just like on multiple different occasions. To hug people.
just like, hey, he's like, what? We're going on a hugging tour? All right, I'm in.
Yeah, they're kissing hands and shaking babies and just.
Well, sorry, anyone that doesn't understand my deep referencing that didn't listen to the show a few years ago. And this, none of this means anything to me. And I don't want to explain it now. So.
But you can Google it. It's still out there.
Yeah, Firestone Walker versus Fresno. Go ahead. You'll find it.
I'm never drinking their shit again. You know, there were a lot of people that still, even when I worked for them in 2020 and 2021, there were people who were like, oh, yeah, you were from Firestone Hall. Are you actually from Paso Robles? Huh? And I was like, no, I'm actually from here. And they were like, really? And I'm like, yeah. I said, and I just wanted to say that they hired me to make sure that that shit never happens again.
Oh, that's a good freaking
They were like, for real? And I said, yeah, man, they had to hire a local to make it, you know, to smooth everything out and just make sure that everyone here is taken care of. And like, I'm the face of the brand now. And they were like, all right, I'll have an 805. And I'm like, nice. That's right, buddy.
They're like, thank God I can drink an 805 now. And my ego can be in peace.
Yeah, God, I mean, we can't have, you know, if they can't have 805 and they can't have Bud Light and they can't, like, what else?
Yeah, I know. That's too many. It's just too many now. Let's do a hard reset and now we could just drink everything again. All right, everyone.
Are people still upset about the Bud Light stuff?
I don't think so. I don't know.
What I was thinking about last week was when I wasn't on the show.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the fact that, you know, everyone's up in arms about this recent, you know, hullabaloo with everything. But nobody really stopped drinking Bud Light when they had the take no out of your vocabulary marketing. Do you remember that when Bud Light did that? They had like a bunch of bottles that said different stuff on them. This is probably like 7 or 8 years ago now. But there was one that said Bud Light helps you take no out of your vocabulary. And I was like,
So
I was like, okay, so we're really upset about a transgender person being the face of Bud Light, but we're totally fine with date rape.
Yeah. That's where my mind went. I was like, boy. Yeah.
They were like, yeah, well, that's different.
It's different.
Like,
chicks say no too much, man.
Yeah, and how many levels, you know, when they say like, oh, how did this get past marketing? Like, well, the whole take no out of your vocabulary thing went through many, many levels of marketing approvals as well.
Right.
Caught that. I just think that Bud Light just is kind of like, well, I don't know, whatever. Just see what happens.
Yeah. Just turned into a whole shit show. So like, of them like trying to backtrack it and then basically pissing off both everybody. And then same thing with Target this past couple weeks. It's just like, oh, like, hey, we're doing this. And like, you can't do this. Okay, we won't do it. And then now everyone's like, fuck you. Like, what a world we live in. We need more beer.
True. I can't have any more of this one, though, the one that I was drinking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's something. I don't know. Is Nick okay? Nick?
I don't know. We're a little worried. Sorry we're distracted, listener. We're concerned about Nick. Nick's missing at the moment, but it's all right. I'm sure it's fine. The lights are still on there, so that's good. I don't know. Something's happening, but it's cool. Oh no, Nick, he's there. Oh. I see him.
Oh, I'm here. Sweet.
I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. He's a cool. Things happen during the show. Do you have more culture, Stacy, before we go to Nicholas?
No, it's just, I'm actually really excited about Firestone Walker Invitational. I went to the very first one. This is going to be, I think, the fifth one that I've been to. I've only missed one, I think, actually, in my tenure.
As long as they have water stations, they better have water. I hear it's going to be mid-80s. Mid-80s
it's going to be nice.
Paso, that's a little warm.
That sounds hot.
Sounds a little warm.
That's hot.
No, I'm like super excited though to go as somebody who doesn't have to work. Like when you go for the whole week and you're setting up
lazy
a bunch of bullshit for people who don't appreciate you, and they're just like, fat tire, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You know, so it'll be cool to just go as a patron and kind of a patron.
No, yeah.
But
Media.
Patronizer.
Patronizer.
You get to go as media, but you actually don't have to. You don't have like some big like video shoot you gotta do or some like I gotta interview all the Firestone Walker people. Blah blah blah.
Right. Yeah. I'm not with the news.
Yeah.
Ish. I mean, we bring you some news, but it may or may not be accurate.
You don't have to be on like.
Please tell me you have a news voice.
Tonight at 7.
You have a use your telephone voice. I have a telephone speaking to customers voice. I mean, everybody yes. in everybody that's worked service industry or retail has a customer speaking voice that is different
Let's
from the regular. I don't think I could do it on
what
the fly.
Do it?
I need to do.
You got to call in and use it.
Yeah, I'd have to call in or something.
Yeah. So mine is. This is Stacy. How can I help you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
There you go.
And yeah, if I call, I was like, well, that can't be the perfect pause, right, Stacy? That sounds way too professional.
That's professional.
I'd be like, does anyone ever tell you you sound like Rad Stacy from the perfect pause?
Nobody's ever told me that.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's a shame.
Yet. The weekend is young.
Yet.
By the way, I don't think I said this. I'm drinking a Movement Brewing Company's IPA jam, and it's got the can art of like the video game, the stand-up NBA jam Ooh. Video game.
Oh, can art. Damn.
And it's a machine head. Look, Fresno County Brewer machine head. Collabed with
Fresno County
Movement Brewing Company and made this IPA jam, and Waza Corvette donated it to the show.
Nice.
Wazoo.
And it's
speaking of Fresno County, I actually spent my evening in the wilds of Clovis tonight.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You saw your mom. No, that's all right.
It was something. No, it wasn't my mom. It was some friends visiting from Tennessee.
And you wanted to show them, like, well, this is the closest thing we have. This is the closest thing we have to Tennessee here, Clovis.
That's it. Their family lives out there. There were horses involved.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You're like 805 commercial shoot or something.
Yeah, it kind of felt that way.
Like, man, I'm living the 805 lifestyle. Horses.
Yeah, they got some
amber lagers.
They got some Bobby Salazar's platter, you know, like appetizer platter for dinner.
Oh,
hell yeah. Fresno. Mini burritos. Oh, man.
Yes, but my husband's like.
Salsa? Medium?
Bobby Mild? Salazar's is not happy with me right now.
Uh-oh. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, what did Doug do?
Too much salsa.
Too much
extra
medium
hot sauce.
Salsa, yeah.
Medium.
Too much medium.
His stomach is upset that it was too mild.
Reject.
Lame. Yeah.
Well, I was actually kind of upset because like we were originally going to go to BC's and I'm like, oh, cool. Like I can have a beer that I could talk about.
Beer.
And
then yeah, real beer. And then you didn't go.
Real beer. And then we didn't go. Big City Pizza did not.
Oh, boo.
Big City Lights.
I'll be right back. I gotta go rinse my glasses.
All right. Yeah, good. Proper. Yeah, that's why I have multiple glasses. Nick, is there a culture item you'd like to share with the class?
I am currently drinking a barrel-aged coffee stout. Red Sea Rift. Red Feathers Cambium Series. I said a lot of words. I don't know what any of them mean. I just know this is from Hops Hound.
All right. Hops Hound.
Specifically for me.
That might be one of the last Hops Hound beers there.
Yeah, I've held on to this one for the right moment, and tonight was it, apparently.
What is it?
The Veil Crossing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Red Sea Rift.
Yeah.
It's a barely. Yeah, Mikey was giving me label. Crap for my Mexican lager earlier being low alks. So I cranked it up a notch.
I was just trying to make a joke, man.
Is that the veil, like the veil between the living and the dead?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's it. In between the world between worlds.
World Between Worlds.
I'm also amping up the Alks. Not really.
Yeah, let's start cranking the Alks, bros.
Dry hopped Pilsner, 5%. I know. Whoa.
Really, easy. Wow. Easy. Whoa, okay. Man. I said crank up the Alks. I didn't say
doctor's note for the next
morning. Say die.
This is easy peasy 1-2-3-Z.
Oh,
from Wazoo. Nice. Thank you, Wazoo. This is an Urban Roots beer.
Whoa.
And shit.
Guys.
Guys.
Listen, guys.
Oh, in the glass.
I know. I got to look at it.
Yeah, give it a
drink
look.
Beer sight unseen.
What? Live on the edge, woman.
I can't. Scary. It's scary out there.
Uh-oh. She's taking it in.
That's good.
Oh.
That's good.
Finally. One that Stacy likes.
Fuck. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
Nick, what are we talking about? We're talking about stuff. So.
All right. Well, I know we all appreciate a good workout here on the Perfect Pour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So Yahoo Life has compiled a list of the undisputed list of shower beers by workout.
Yes.
So I'm going to read these off and you chime in when I hit the workout of your choice.
Chime in with what? Are we supposed to like make a sound?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Witty comment. Witty comment.
Oh, witty comment. Perfect.
Cringe. Cringe sounds.
Okay.
Grimace. You know, nobody can see your face, but you could grimace at it. Armpit farts. I don't know. Whatever.
I never could do those. Yeah, sorry, guys. I don't mean to bring the show down or anything, guys. And you know, maybe you shouldn't let your kids listen. But I could never figure out how to do arm farts, guys.
Oh man, like you guys ain't living.
Yeah, man. Thanks for freaking opening up a wound, Nick. Thanks a lot.
Well,
I'm gonna be.
I've lost mine too.
I'm gonna be depressed the rest. Rest
I'm
of the weekend.
Give you a secret: if you shave,
I'll have an extra large depresso.
If you shave
nothing,
pits, you gotta shave your pits.
Oh, all right.
The pits.
Yeah, sure. That creates a seal. Yeah, and then you're able to like get the hair.
I'm kind of a professional swimmer. I'll probably shave.
I'm gonna upload a YouTube video on the perfect armpit fart.
Perfect armpit fart.
Follow me for more tips.
Rad Stacy with the perfect armpit fart.
Make sure.
I want to make a shaving joke.
You're gonna go ahead on go on our YouTube channel, Stacy, this week. And do that.
You can always tell if I have it shaved.
It'll immediately be our most viewed video on YouTube.
The acuteness of the fart sound determines the shave level. Is that what
works? Absolutely. If it's like a really like heavy like wop wop wop, you know, you can tell like that's a freshly shorn pit right there.
Well,
shorn. Excellent word.
Well, if you're a cicerone of armpit farts, then you would be able to hear that. Yeah.
Judge my armpit
farts. You're like, oh, I can hear that she's freshly shaved on that one. Oh, I heard it too.
It must be Sunday. Yeah.
She had it. She had that service included in her surgery.
Yeah, that's right.
Since you got the razor out, go ahead and shave the pits.
A full body shearing.
Well, I think we're gonna have to wait till after voicemails before we reveal what Stacy do to her body.
But I signed off on some stuff.
Yeah, apparently. She signed all the perfect pour waivers, your whole life, you have to reveal everything you've done in your whole life at any given week.
That's right. They were like, you sure you want to go that big, right? That, are you sure?
You're like, we've never done this before.
One more time.
This isn't Texas. You don't have to go that big.
Usually there's a 30-day waiting period for yeah. going this big.
Yeah, you like, have to be immortal. You have to be in immediate danger usually for you to order this big, but all right.
I have three words
for you. Firestone Walker invitation.
Oh! I got the Firestone Walker invitation coming up, okay?
Do it.
Just do it.
I listened to last week's episode and only one person guessed, but I did get a lot of private messages from people I think that were too scared to call in.
Oh, dang.
Nice. Like, I think they were just like, I want to guess, but I want to be funny and I don't want people to be like offended.
I can't believe that person did that.
Yeah.
They were pretty funny. I got to admit, they really brightened my spirit.
Before we know, did anyone actually guess it?
Nobody's gotten it right so far, but maybe on this week's.
You never know.
Yeah. Collins.
Are we good, Nick? Do we have any more things you'd like to share?
Yeah, I feel like you had something else you were going to say.
Mm-hmm. No. Who
and knows? Then we railroaded.
Do we want to go through the list or are we not concerned about working?
Yeah, what's the Lorgal list?
Yeah. No, we started talking about armpit farts. I'm sorry. Go ahead with
the clearly, that's more important than working out. So I think we're in a good place here.
I want to know about workout beers.
Okay. So do you guys like to mile repeats on the track? Running in circles for
repeats.
Hours.
Oh, hell no.
In circles, mile repeats. Okay.
I used to do that when my kid ran. It was a distance runner, but she quit. So now I don't do anymore.
You do nothing. No. Well, Hidden Hand Black Lager is for you if you like mile repeats.
Okay.
I was going to say, way to like just use your kid as a shield against your workout.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't do it anymore, so now I don't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, I would like to, but she doesn't want to do it anymore, so I won't do it.
Yeah, lazy kid.
Lazy kid. Like, so what's stopping you from doing it? Well, she won't go out there.
Yeah. Where do you think she got the laziness from?
Yeah.
We're in a standoff of not working out.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. If you're not going to go out there, then I won't go out there. Okay. Fine. I actually don't give a shit.
All right. Next up, a frigid open water swim.
No.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Actually, yeah.
100%. I love cold water. Yeah,
you'll probably enjoy the pairing then, because their recommended beer after that is an Old Rasputin.
Fuck yes.
Wow, warm me up.
I into it. Yeah. Oh, I love cold water dips. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
There you go.
I want to be numb. Just like blue. Because when you survive it, you get out, you're just like, I am so alive.
I'm alive still.
So alive. That'll wake you up. What's your dad catchphrase after you get out of something that cold?
Yeah, that's a good dad joke opportunity.
Yeah, I feel like that's more like for a guy, like, it's the cold water, you know?
Yeah, shrinkage.
I was in the pool.
I think usually because it's, I like to go camping and we usually do like a 4-wheel drive trek up at a place called Iron Lakes. Which is really, really cool if you have never been. It does require 4-wheel drive.
Up in the Sierras.
Don't try to take your, like, Honda Civic there. Okay, guys? No.
It has 4 wheels.
You will get stuck. And then me and my Tacoma will be super annoyed at you walking the way.
Oh, wait. Are we?
Yeah.
We a Tacoma family here?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Matt has a Tacoma. You have a Tacoma. I have a Ford Ranger Tacoma.
Hold on.
So I'm still the only one without a Tacoma.
I guess you're just going to have to get a Tacoma, Nick.
A Ford Ranger Tacoma.
Yeah. It's got light bars. So it
yeah.
Perfect.
We're keeping Mikey's cover. He's secret.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I mean, yeah, my Ford Ranger and you and Matt's Tacomas.
Yeah.
I am the proud owner of a 21-year-old Tacoma TRD.
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't get the TRD package.
It's pronounced turd, if you're wondering.
Turd. Yeah, we actually do call it the turd truck. Yeah. And his name is Ted officially, actually.
Ted Turd.
You're a car name your car person.
Yes. And every time we make it out of a sticky situation, we pat Ted on the dash and say, good Ted.
Yeah.
Good
Ted. Oh, yeah. Ted.
You
have to. Yes.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, and I think usually my dad phrase would be like getting out, going like, woo, that'll wake you up. Yeah. Like, stupid.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll get you going.
There's like nailed nothing it. Else to say, right?
Yeah.
Or that'll learn you when you put the kid in. They don't like it.
Yeah. When you tie something down and pull the strap, that ain't going nowhere.
That ain't going nowhere.
That ain't going nowhere.
That's so satisfying when you like tie down the load to go on the strip.
That ain't going nowhere.
That baby ain't going
nowhere. Don't worry about that.
Yep. So good. And then the dogs just bark at us from the edge because they think it's too cold to get in. And they just super upset.
Well, yeah, they're trying to protect you. They're like, no, wait, stop. Don't do that. Don't go in there. No, I know it's bad. Stop. And you're like, fuck you, dog.
Yeah, they put their front paws in and they're just like crying and barking, like cry barking. And I get further and further away and they're just so upset.
They're like, excuse me. It's kind of disrespectful when you think about it. Like, they're telling you, like, hey, that's not good in there. Don't go do it. And you're like, fuck off. And you do it.
Anyway, yeah, great pairing. Sorry, went on another tangent there.
Oh my gosh.
Old Rasputin, cold water, down.
If we tangent off a culture piece, then we're doing our job. That's all I guess.
Well, we've been doing our job for the whole show so far. So,
all right, this is for you cyclists out there. A spicy group ride.
Spicy group ride. What does that
spicy
mean?
Group ride.
Got to be paired with a sour.
Yuzu raspberry sherbet.
Kind of.
I'm gonna bike.
It's in the lines.
I'm gonna bike with the sherbet.
It's a Berliner Weiss wheat beer, a refreshing wheat beer. Yeah, nothing says let's have a 20-mile bike ride followed by a wheat beer. That sounds great.
Like it's gonna create some really smelly sweat, bike sweat.
Is that what I can have on my Peloton? I can have a Berliner Weiss.
Have a Berliner. A wheat Berliner.
I've had 3 IPAs and then rode my Peloton for 20 minutes. It was one of the greatest achievements of my life. So,
were your legs moving, or were you just sitting there for
20
minutes?
I'm on my Peloton. I was on my Peloton for 20 minutes today. I was like, did you use the pedals? Well, not all the time.
Pedals?
But I sat on my Peloton for 20 minutes today.
I did the cool down.
Yeah, I did the 5-minute cool down. And, that's about it.
Well, the inside of your leotard shorts didn't smell too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
After 3 IPAs.
Oh, yeah.
3 IPAs in 20 minutes on a Peloton. It's smelling great.
Uh-huh.
That's
wonderful.
Like some fear factor shit right there.
Do not smell the seat after.
Oof. That's a pairing I could do without. Oof. Right. What's the next one? I like this, actually. I like pairing beer with workouts.
All right. Well, then we'll keep going. A hot, humid tempo run.
Pills.
Jeez.
Very nice, Red Stacy.
Okay.
Trumer pills.
Yeah.
Trumer pills.
Sorry, I feel like this is a game show. Pills.
The Pilsneriest of
bum,
Pils.
Bum, like bum,
Is it me?
Like
no whammies, no whammies.
I'd like to buy a Pilsner for $500.
Oh, so would Trumer.
So would Trumer.
Oh,
I love Trumer. I love Trumer pills, actually. If I'm like unsure and I'm going to a party or something, I want to be kind of bougie, kind of fun, kind of light. tumor pills. Yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Berkeley. Here's one for the.
That's what you bring to your Berkeley parties?
What I bring to my Birkenstocks parties.
Birkenstocks parties?
What?
We have one of the original Birkenstock stores here in Fresno. So.
Birkenstock parties?
Yeah, it's not a thing. I need more information on this later. Now it should be a thing.
Let's now it's a thing. Party.
I need more information on this.
Okay.
Next one. If you're like the Mikeys of the world, in like a monster morning session in the pool.
Yeah. Get do my laps. Would you give like a laps some, in.
Would you like some Bell's Lighthearted Ale afterward?
Hell yeah, I would. Wait.
Yeah.
Didn't Bell's buy sell out? Is Bell's still indie?
I don't think Yahoo cares.
Wait, Yahoo, come on. Wait, I think Bell's is still indie. I think it was no, wait. I don't know anymore.
We sold New Belgium? What? Why is New Belgium tied to Bell's?
Yeah. Oh, like yeah. The same company that bought New Belgium bought Bell's, right?
Yeah, Kieran.
Yeah. They can't have it anymore.
You got to find a different beer for your monster morning session in the pool.
2006.
When you're crushing butterflies in the pool, you got to find something else.
2016 Mikey would not allow me to drink it, so I can't do it.
Dang it. That's your datum?
Yeah. It feels like a date that I was like really into indie beer.
When we cared about a podcast.
Yeah.
That 2016 probably was the most caring.
Yeah. It feels like that was a heavy year for all of us here.
Yeah.
In the indie beer circuit. We went through a lot, I think, then.
Birkenstocks have been around for 250 years.
Holy crap. George Washington walked around in Birkenstocks.
Across the Potomac. And
He's like, man, usually this is like really uncomfortable, but not with these Birkenstocks.
Yeah. I'm going to wade through these waters in my Birkenstocks.
Like, oh, this is actually pretty nice.
Yeah. So,
wacky. I tried on my Birkenstocks in this spot right here, so erect a monument for me.
You know what?
Buried in my Birkenstocks.
It's chill. Like, the British can, like, whatever. I'm just comfortable.
But, like, put a giant tower right here. This is the spot where I tried on my first pair of Birkenstocks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Make it as phallic as possible.
Blowing my mind. Phallic Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks.
I feel like Birkenstocks are, like, the opposite of phallic. Somehow
produce limpness,
warm and comforting. Yeah, it doesn't sound like
I think you're looking for flaccid.
All right, was there anything else, Nick? I gotta get this show moving here before it dies.
We gotta go.
No, I'm just like, well, I'm thinking ahead. I gotta keep it moving. Somebody's gotta do it. We can't just like talk all night.
Why not?
Well,
I missed you guys.
One time, eventually when I retire, you didn't miss us. You lie.
Yeah, mark down episode 513.
Mrs. No.
I missed you guys in my own way.
In my
way. In my own
way. It's not a traditional
30
missing.
Minutes, 30 more minutes, she's like, way. Nope, it's over that
a,
shit.
It's not a real missing, yeah. But.
I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
100-mile solo bike ride. What are you going to drink?
100-mile? That's not a thing.
Red ale.
Close, but think bigger.
Brown ale?
Reddish brown think, ale. What would life be to you?
What?
Barley wine is life.
Oh, barley wine?
Yeah, it's just...
Barley wine.
I feel like you would... die if you crushed a barley wine after that long of a bike ride.
No, you're so delirious from 100 miles, you don't You need something to make you feel alive again.
You need right. something to put you out of your misery.
Yes.
Like, this is what I did it for.
Barley wine.
Yep. Barley wine.
Barley wine is so death.
A Bigfoot barley wine will cure Bigfoot, your... It'll cure your saddle bags. I don't know.
Wait, are we butt chugging this barley wine?
Possibly.
Or, I feel like that's
maybe we need to. Was involved. Barley maybe wine. Maybe
have you butt chugged things?
Direct injection. Immediate implementation of alcohol.
Not recommended by doctors.
Wow. Depends on the doctor you use.
Nothing accidentally ends up in your butt. Sincerely, the ER.
Kids, please do not try this at home. Yeah.
I was just sitting there. Then.
This is the second butt chugging conversation I've had tonight, actually, which is kind of funny. We were talking about high school kids.
Not to us.
Remember, we're in high school and we butt chugged?
We've only had one tonight, okay? So don't think you're everything.
I know. Out in Clovis, okay. They talk about butt chugging.
Well, that makes sense.
As overheard in the booth next door.
Yeah.
All right. After your evening weight session in the gym, what are you going to go for?
Red ale.
Stout.
I'm just going to keep saying red ale until I'm right.
Stout.
All answers are C in multiple choice.
C. All C, the above. C.
This is a Ghost Machine from Parrish Brewing, which is a double IPA.
Wow. All right.
Red ale.
Is it also a red ale?
I need to find a red ale. Real
double. Yeah. What kind of workout you need to do for a red ale around here? Like elliptical?
Oh, man. The easiest workout possible, and then you get to
you're just gonna have to okay. You're just gonna have to come up with your own workout, Stacy, and call it a red ale.
Write
workout.
Out a opinion piece after this.
Red ale workout.
Right. You know what? I actually think that red ale would be had after the ankle and wrist weights mm-hmm. of the 80s, right? Like when you would like strap those on and like do the aerobics. I think that's an a post-aerobic workout would be a red ale.
Aerobic.
Jane Fonda would be red ale fan.
100%.
There right, we go.
Are there any more?
That concludes our workout/beer pairing.
There are so many other workouts, though. Like, no. What do you do after jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rice lager.
Rice lager.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
I hope not.
What?
Just kidding.
I can't call you after
the more you know.
Are you driving? You know what? I'm going to call from one of the golf carts at the cemetery one of these times. Be like, I'm driving the golf cart.
I'm driving. That sounds right. You should do it. Not you could hearse. Call.
You don't get to drive the hearse?
You could.
I can drive the hearse sometimes.
Well, when
the limos are more fun, though.
When you're doing that, you could call 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. It's open 24/7. And we don't have any of those. Wait, hold on. Never mind.
I was like, really?
Yeah, like, oh, wait. No, never mind. We do. Sorry. And let's do that.
Psych.
Psych.
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Stacy, you got a benign fatty lipoma removed from your urinary tract.
Whoa, that is specific.
Wow. Also going back a couple
very
weeks.
Very specific.
Are sours dead? I certainly hope not. I mean, that's one of my favorite styles. I would say they are 40% of my beer drinking. And I'm a big fan of, there's a lot of breweries doing wild ales. That's my preferred style. I like kettle sours. But, you know, of course, Russian Rivers sours are fantastic. There is a brewery in Seattle that I adore called Fair Isle. And I just discovered one in Maine called Oxbow, and they do a bunch of really cool stuff. But, yeah, I mean,
I've heard of Oxbow.
At Adobe Creek, we have one or two kettle sours on consistently, and they are, you know, the IPAs are more popular, of course. But I would, you know, we have a dedicated fan base for the sours. Now, kettles are a different story. The wild ales are more time consuming, more aging involved. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're dead.
And I
appreciate the fact that people dedicate themselves to the craft and the time and probably get a lower profit margin out of it. But that's my take.
No, man. All right.
Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
You know, tea bags. Who doesn't like to be called tea bags? Sour beers are not dead. Ooh. You know, I don't care that he doesn't like to be called that. I'll call him that to his face.
To his face.
To his face.
No, I will not try your homebrew.
I will not. Don't even.
Hey, you want to try my homebrew?
I can tell by the freaking shoes and socks who's got their homebrew in their back pocket. Really good. I'm telling you right now, I can't.
What about Scotty Beats? Homebrew? You tried Scotty Beats?
I mean, I would try Scotty Beats. I don't want random homebrews, okay?
No random homebrews.
Woodstock, no random. We're going to have
Birkenstock. Guys, can you hear me?
Wow.
Driving.
How did you guys know?
I just knew.
Starting to drive. Just pulling away from my house. Gonna go to the good old Sanger Walmart. I need some trash bags and some other stuff.
That's
really
a good one.
Really fascinating stuff. So I called to share. I'm running some errands.
Thanks.
Isn't that great?
Thanks.
No, really, what I called about is I'm not quite done listening to the latest show, but almost.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Halfway. And Rad Stacy said her husband thought it'd be a neat idea if people tried to guess what procedure she's going to go have.
Yeah.
And also, Rad Stacy said, or what procedure Stacy should go have.
Oh,
so yes. I'm going to do both.
Oh.
And I'm telling you right now, this isn't really impressive, or I don't know. It's kind of stupid, but I want to participate. I want to play the game. I want to do the thing. So what I think she's going to go have, she said it's something very minor. So I'm going to think it's something boring, like, I don't know, getting a mole removed, something like that. Like, that's my guess. All right. So, but what I think she should have done, and now I'm going to go totally like sci-fi on you, is she should have a cyborg bionic liver implanted.
Whoa.
That way she can drink as much alcohol as she wants. She'll never have to worry about alcohol poisoning or her liver giving out because she'll have a cyborg bionic liver.
Yeah.
I know it's not a real thing. But anyway, I'm participating. I'm playing the game. I'm doing the thing.
Thank you.
That's all. Oh, one more thing.
He's trying to turn left.
I always think of something right before I'm about to wrap it up. So it still sounds like Mikey is not committed to going. And that date for Firestone Walker
International,
it is coming up fast.
I'm back in the corner of the place.
And I don't
place.
Think you have enough time to do this. No, you definitely don't, because when you record the next show, by the time...
I'm there Friday morning.
Next show at Firestone Walker. I don't know. But
that's
if this was like a week sooner,
recorded
or two sooner, I would have said, why don't you hold a raffle, and whoever wins the raffle can go in Mikey's place.
Yeah.
He can't commit to going.
I'll just send you my driver's license and you can check
raffle,
in.
As
looks just like you.
That. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got. So keep up the great work.
It's like, yeah, I'm Mikey.
Like, yeah, Mikey has this weird feature.
Yeah, it's me.
Where he looks like everybody.
Yeah.
I will say
so
that
anybody could use his idea.
It's me, Mikey.
I will say that in the past with the like special passes, they've been pretty loosey-goosey with it. Like they just every time I've gone, they've just been like, are you representing your whole group? And I'm like, yeah, they're like, here. And then I just gave the passes to
him. Yeah.
So, yeah. But Mikey's here with me right now.
Yeah, we are having.
Wow.
We're going to selfie it up.
I can't believe I've seen the Dogfish Head guy and the Boston Beer Company guy. And wow. It's been really fun.
That's so weird.
And we've been having the time of our lives. We found a fermenter to jump in, and we've been swimming around in it, and it's been a great time.
Right. Kind of behind the
how many
tour.
I got to see the real fermenters.
Did you correctly explain IPAs to
a lot of people? we went and saw the industry fermenters. We didn't go to the Firestone Walker. They'll do the tour and they're like, the fucking rubes are like, this is a fermenter. And the rubes are all, it's like a bunch of barrels and shit. Yeah. It's like a bunch of plywood. They're like, wow. But they took me back to the real fermenters. And like, this is
where the shit happens. The most awkward part of the whole tour was when Mikey walked up to Matt Brennelson and slapped him on the back really hard and said, do you know the history of IPA?
Hey, man.
Yeah. Have you ever heard?
Heard about IPAs? Why they started them? I bet you didn't hear about that.
I know you like sours, but let me tell you about IPAs.
Let me tell you about IPAs. I've been reading up on my IPAs. I don't know if you heard about it, but
does double barrel ale really use two different barrels?
How many barrels do you really use? Is it just two?
Guys, so wait, is it two barrels or is it a barrel inside a barrel?
Yeah. Is it like double barrels?
And the engine's still running. Yeah. The AC on.
How many barrels does it take to do a double barrel?
The end of the latest show.
What's
and Mikey asked a question.
Scotty B's back.
To me, I guess. Are home brewers making cold IPAs? So in the Warthog,
that was a question.
At various meetings in the past year or so, recent meetings, yes. I've had at least one or two. And I've heard people talking about making them. So yes, homebrewers are making cold IPAs.
Oh my god.
Which is a fancy way of saying an IPL, right? I haven't made one. But
that sound cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I answered your question. But hey, I know this week or this coming next episode, I'm gonna have two voicemails, but this is what happened. This is why I didn't get a voicemail in.
Okay.
When I sent my voicemail, I thought it was Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe it was early in the morning or something. But I think it's for the best that voicemail didn't go in because it was kind of aimed at Stacy, and Stacy wasn't going to be there on that episode anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, I could have sworn it was Wednesday. And then I did the Zoom meeting. Pittsburgh
on
Tom
Friday.
Said, they didn't play a voicemail from you. Mikey even commented on how you didn't leave a voicemail. But then I checked my email and I looked in my sent folder and guess what day that email was sent on? Thursday, that's right. I could have sworn
world
I sent it on
between worlds.
Must have been sleepy. I'm getting old. Sorry guys. Uh-oh. But that's why there's two voicemails for this week. It's only Saturday now, and I'm almost done. I only have like 10 minutes left on the latest show.
It's
Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, so
I hope you had a good one
again. And I'm trying not to say I don't like saying
You know,
with my work, from time to time, I have to facilitate trainings, and I really try to avoid saying it's like you might as well say, you know, I'm going to train myself. So next week's voicemail, let's see if I can avoid saying, I say that too much at all.
Yeah,
is too much.
So we were going to say something.
But I'm going to remain umless. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. And I was driving.
Scotty B. So the previous one was for last week.
Trying not to say is a lot like trying to get a song out of your head. The more you focus on it, the more you might say it.
Yeah.
So just relax, take a deep breath.
By the way, I'm drinking. I opened up a new beer, even though I still have some beer left from the other beer. Juice Flowers, a double IPA from Urban Roots, donated to the show by Wazza Corvette. So I'm drinking two beers now, and I don't know which one I'm drinking anymore, but I'm drinking two beers.
Is it as good as Juice Newton?
No.
I don't know. Just what call me Angel of the Morning. Angel.
Oh, does somebody have that? They better.
I wish.
Well, start a brewery, Rad Stacey.
So you know that song's about a one-night stand, right?
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Just pack your bags. Morning. Wait. So the one-night stand had bags? Is that what she's saying? Like they brought bags?
So I'm going to tell you guys a personal story. It's one of the most awkward moments
we
of
love
my life.
Personal awkward stories here
a
on
personal
the
personal awkward
board.
Story from Hanford. So like
Hanford. Oh, now I'm kind of disappointed.
You made him pancakes.
Is it at, was it at the surf ranch in Lemoore?
It was at a funeral.
All right.
For my grandmother. My father chose four songs, which four songs
four.
Go by really, really fast. Yeah. Four songs.
Really?
That keep on a fucking loop.
That's
right?
That's a lot of songs.
And one of them was Juice Newton, Angel of the Morning. And I was like, this song is about a one night stand.
Is it trying to say something?
It keeps playing like every 8 minutes. Over and over again.
For at the wake, it was just four songs playing on rotation.
Well, my poor, 80-year-old grandmother's laying in the casket with a one night stand song playing over and over again, and it was just the most
Newton fan.
No, I said, "Hey, Dad," I said, "do you know what this song is about?" And he said, "It's about an angel." And I'm like, yeah.
It's about an angel.
You
all right.
Shut your mouth.
That's it.
A sexy angel.
He's like, oh, okay. I know what you're going to say, Stacey. And whatever it is, it's about an angel. Okay.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the evening angel. Jeez. I don't know. It was wild. It was pretty funny, though, because my husband and I were sitting there like, this is so.
Could it be Satan?
Satan?
Anyway, that's my funny. I wasn't even working in the funeral industry yet, but
little did you know.
It's one of my favorite weird personal stories.
Good day, Perfect Pour. It's XL calling in. I haven't talked to you guys for a while, but I wanted to tell you about my weekend. Took a long weekend and went up to the Pacific Northwest. The main goal of the weekend was to go up to Seattle and go to a ball game and see the Mariners play. This is part of my ballpark quest to hit them all. So Friday night, went to a game at T-Mobile Park, saw the Mariners play. That's ballpark number 22 of the 30 active ballparks for me.
Woo.
8 more to go. Hopefully I can get those in before Oakland goes and moves to Vegas, and then I'll be one down.
Don't worry. You've got like 5 years.
But anyways, Seattle, the ballpark there. Nice.
How could you have not come to
see a
Coliseum?
Game. And I have to say, they have all the Alks.
They got some good
stands with
there.
Taps and cans, and then these little mini marts that have every kind of beer, cider, wine, canned cocktail you might need.
Hey, you
available.
Come to watch some baseball? Let's get fucked
at
up.
The Seattle Mariners game. They've got those like Amazon take and go markets in the ballpark
where you put
a credit card to get through the gate. You pull a beer out of the cooler, and then you walk out, and somehow it charges your credit card.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works. Some form of magic.
I see it.
All they got is some guy
magic
standing
beers.
By the out gate making sure you open the beer before you walk out. That's the only rule. So it's kind of interesting. I guess
when
I should check my credit card statement.
Why do you have to open it before you
anyway,
leave?
Yeah.
Saturday, we drove down to Portland.
That's weird, man.
Actually, we started in Vancouver, Washington, across the river. Took the wife to a tiki bar there, and then the Portland crew met up with us at the tiki bar. So it was me and the wife and Jazz and Blossom and Corey and Leah and Patty and Tony.
We all had our little
tiki drinks, survived the volcano in the tiki bar. And then we went down to Ruth's Crust Collective, which is Ruth's Brewing little pizza joint right on the river there in Vancouver, Washington. Had some fantastic pizza. great West Coast IPA. And then after that, it was about time for game time down in Hillsboro. We went to a Hops game.
Oh, Hillsboro Hops.
So we drove over to Hillsboro.
Minor league baseball.
We all went to the Hops game, enjoyed some more beers at the game. After the game, we went to the Westgate Bourbon Bar over in Beaverton. And pretty nice restaurant. They've got a drink menu that's about an inch thick. It's got, they've got, I think, 52 taps and about 400 or 500 whiskeys and other spirits.
Oh, not 100 taps.
And plus, they have a bottle shop up front, so you can buy cans.
Any yards of beer?
While they're waiting for, you know.
Yeah, what's the yard beer like?
And you can get your table set up. Had a great dinner with everybody. It was awesome to meet everybody and have a good time. Sunday, we headed back up to Seattle. Ended up meeting up with Kent and Lori out in Redmond at a place called Flatstick Pub. Kind of a nice place, a lot of local beers. Had a few beers there. And then went upstairs to a cocktail place that Kent had recommended. Had a couple of drinks up there. Really nice time. Awesome to meet everybody. Can't wait to go back to the Pacific Northwest again. Spend a little more time up there.
Good.
But yeah, great trip. Awesome trip. Great people. That's it. I've exceeded my time, so I will say goodbye. Have fun. Keep up the good work.
Bye. Another successful
customer.
Satisfying get it.
Uh-oh.
She's lost it.
Yeah. I don't know that song.
She removed the cognizant part of her brain.
Today was the first day I left the house.
Were you supervised?
Yeah, my husband drove me to Clovis to show me, to teach me a lesson.
You're like, oh, I need to get out of the house. They're like, oh, you want to get out of the house, huh?
Clovis.
Let's take you to Clovis.
You're getting real wild. I'm taking you to Clovis.
Yeah.
Honey, the signs are brown here. You used to hate this part of town.
You need to settle down. I'm going to take you to Clovis.
I'm taking you to Clovis. Show you what your life could be if you don't simmer down.
You don't simmer down now.
You see all the boots? You can wear
guys. And I believe we have one more voicemail, and it's from a Southern California rep.
Whoa. Fun.
All right, homies. TUB here. Perfect boy. You got this doing it. This is like my fifth attempt trying to make this a short voicemail. So just want to give you some quick little feedback. LA Beer Week is next weekend, June 10th through the 18th. So I want to give you some tips. So let's start with the don't go. Don't go to the Science Center Beer Festival. That is nuts to butts indoors. All college students, if you want to do that, go for it. But I won't ever go to that one ever again.
UCLA motherfuckers.
That one's
good tip.
I think it's this weekend. So there you go. You've been warned. It's just a bunch of college students drunk, throwing up everywhere. The following weekend is June 10th, and that one is the LA Brewers Guild Independent Beer Festival in Long Beach, homie, at the Aquatic Park Center.
Nah, man.
And
yeah.
Highly, highly recommend that. $75 VIP gets in at 12. $65
industry.
General gets in at 1. Use promo code HOP, H-O-P-P-E-D, gets you $5 any of those tickets. Use that code. Get yourself a VIP ticket.
Yeah, get yourself
a
cheap
cool
VIP
person and get there in early. I'll be at that one. I'm not pouring. I'm celebrating festivities and drinking.
Just
and
being
enjoying my LA
beer, make
guild
an appearance.
If you see me out there, say what's up. I'll have some of my stickers on me to hand out. And
you love his people. Talk to your people.
One that you need to be at. After that, the following weekend will be June 16th. This is Lucky Luke's. That's a Friday, by the way. This is the BFE Beer Festival on Friday, June 16th.
Hey,
this
everywhere,
is a summer tiki party. Unlimited tastings from 12 different breweries. They'll have a DJ food truck. They'll
is
have
there
a couple
an
concerts
industry,
like hula hoop
pre-game
and a keg
night
holding. That one's only $42. So that one starts at 5:30 to 10 p.m.
Okay, yeah, but
I'm
what
trying
about
to be,
the industry?
I submitted myself for as a helper or I forgot.
Volunteered.
To help out. So I might be pouring or being doing other stuff, but I'll be at that one.
The grand poobah.
Be a spectator and enjoying the festivities. There's another one that's on here that is not part of LA Beer Week, but I'd rather bring it up now because it just came up. But this is my favorite beer festival in LA. This is Brew at the Zoo, homies. This is August 25th, which is a Friday. This one's from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. So general gets in at 7 p.m. VIP or early access gets in at 6.
That's general industry
is
access.
$75. Early access is $125. They get in with the VIP, but they don't get the special things that VIP do at $175. Yes, that's a lot of money. With $175, you get two lounges. The first lounge gives you nachos, pizza, and hot dogs.
Yeah, but nachos.
And then they usually have like a vodka. Mixed drinks of two different mixed drinks with vodka and or slushies or margaritas or something. The second lounge, now that's where you want to be.
Problem.
The second lounge has barbecue, brisket, tri-tip.
You guys don't know how to make tri-tip down there.
Brats.
Come on.
Hamburgers, pasta,
that's our thing.
Salad, cookies, brownies, and desserts galore. And that was usually hosted by a bourbon company. Last year it was hosted by Buffalo Trace. And then you can get a sour whiskey. You can get a whiskey on the rocks. So I highly recommend that one. They do have two DJs. One DJ's playing hip hop in a certain part of the zoo, and then they have another one playing Latin music. And then
pissing off all the tigers.
They'll have an 80s band, cover band.
Tigers hate hip hop
from like the 70s to the 90s, and it's just amazing, bro. I've had a blast. Been there 4 times back to back, and always had a blast. Always fun. And VIP is the way to go. It's $175. It's a lot of money.
Damn,
I know.
Chew.
But we
can
there's
you get
a,
us like
a way
a
around it.
Perfect.
Is if you're with your party, one of you gets
I'll
the VIP.
Send him an email.
Everybody else gets general.
Yeah, let's just say
VIP guy can go in and grab a plate and bring it out, and go back in and grab another plate.
Just
you get
give
the,
me
the, you get my drift.
Chew, come on.
So the VIP guy can feed the general friends. By going in, grabbing plates, and walking out. They don't say anything. Ooh. And there you go, homie. Everybody gets to eat like a VIP. VIP, VIP, VIP. Like VIP. Bad Bunny, homie. All right.
Alert.
So those are my tips to you.
Alert.
LA Beer Week is next weekend, and I'm going to be in full effect, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer.
Chew Your Beer's got like
wait,
a
before
second
I
job
sign
now.
Off, does Fresno have a Beer Week?
Or no. Is it... We don't need a beer. Every week's a beer
Let me
week.
Know. All right, this is Chew Your Beer.
Every
you have to watch
beer.
Peace out, eh?
We need one every week.
Yeah, we don't need it. We drink every week.
I love that he said VIP in full effect.
VIP. Chew has a lot of events going on revolving around Chew Your Beer.
Is he getting enough sleep?
I don't know. I'm a little bit worried. Like
make sure you sleep.
Yeah, he's spreading. Chew, you're spreading yourself a little bit too thin. Either you need to retire from your day job, or you need to pull back on the beer events. Because we're all getting a little bit worried about Chew. Because he's on other podcasts. You saw him on other podcasts. He's on the come on. Let's go.
His nuts to butts comment just like makes me think of another shirt that needs to be made.
Uh-oh.
Like just like I'm here for the nuts to butts crowd.
I'm here to nut my butt.
Did you?
That's not right.
Oh, wait, no. That's not the shirt you were. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was just trying to participate in
sentiment.
The creativity, Nick.
Then yeah, but you
your
win.
Shirt says. If your nuts aren't touching my butt, then this beer fest isn't cool enough.
This beer fest is over. Over.
I do want to try.
Thanks for ruining shell art.
I would love to try your homebrew.
I would love to.
Tell me about your homebrew.
Do you make IPAs? Do you know how IPAs started?
How IPAs came
Does
about?
Does anyone know how IPAs started?
Anybody know?
Hi, Forrest O'Hager.
Is Slow Extreme Beer Fest still a thing? Is that still
what
a thing
is that? I don't know. What is
did
it?
Did you never? Yeah, Slow.
Show me 60 pictures of your fermenting beer, and then one picture of your kid.
Slow Extreme Beer Fest would always take place at the Madonna Inn, so the venue up the hill. And I remember the very last one that I worked. Like, have you ever? You've been to the Madonna Inn, I assume.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so there's this.
We shared the same room, Rad Stacy.
Oh, that's right, the horsey room.
Yeah. We weren't. Maybe we weren't there at the same time, but we shared.
Maybe.
Maybe. But maybe.
I didn't see you.
Yeah, I didn't see you, but it's possible you're there. Yeah, it's a big room. A lot was going on.
Lots of places to hide in that room.
Yeah.
I don't know, but who was hiding, me or you?
Yeah, I don't know. What dimension were you in?
There's the like wedding venue, basically, that's kind of off to the side, right? Like through the horse pastures and all this other shit. And it's not a very long road, though. I would say that it's less than a quarter mile.
Yes.
Like the fifth mile, like from the
that little to that little house.
And the very last Slow Extreme Beer Fest I participated in, I got done, got loaded up, packed everything up, and left. And like shortly thereafter, somebody flipped their car off that road. Like, yes. That really,
wow. That is a lot of momentum that person had.
Right. And I was just like, how?
What? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, how did you do that?
Like, it's a 5 mile per hour road. And I don't even think that you could go more than about 10 miles per hour. So the fact that
I don't understand how you physically could do that on that road.
They were okay. But for whatever reason, like, that's a beer fest that reminds me of Nuts to Butts.
Yeah.
That particular
where people have to speed into the festival. They're like, I gotta get in this festival.
Yeah. I'm looking it up right now and I can't determine if it's still a thing. Maybe the car flipping incident caused
it. The San Luis Obispo County people, they erased that from the internet. Yeah. They're like, no, that doesn't happen here.
Too extreme.
Yeah, no. That was somebody from the valley came here and wrecked their car. That doesn't count. Let's erase that from media.
I remember getting really, really shitty with with Tyler Clark at that thing.
Oh, yeah. Tyler.
Just super.
Oh, boy.
But I was staying at the Madonna Inn, so all I had to do was like tumble down the grass.
You're like, I just had to roll down a hill. And eventually somebody walked me into my room.
And if you've never beer fested with Tyler Clark, that's quite the experience.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm jealous. Damn.
I lived.
You lived. You lived. You lived. All right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Any more?
That was it. Well, you don't know until the music plays. You don't know.
Shh, everyone. I think he's stalling.
Just in case I don't cut this out, everyone, let's pretend this is normal.
Yeah. That's how we get through the podcast.
I liked last episode when you said, Stacy's usually here to fill in the dead noise.
Yeah. We're starting to get used to Rad Stacy filling it in for us. And we're like, oh, wait.
I was talking to my Bluetooth speaker while I was talking to
You should have recorded that.
I should have.
Yeah, like Nick and I did the show ourselves for a while and we're pretty comfortable with it. And then like one show after post Rad Stacy, we're less like, I don't know what to do. Like Nick and I were like,
How do we podcast? So this is episode two, right?
We don't know how to podcast anymore. We're like, wait, where's Rad Stacy to bail us out of slow parts?
So, things and stuff, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Wait. So I got to play the bumper. Or what now? It doesn't count. Shh. No, you guys don't have to do anything. Oh. Hold on.
Thanks.
Everyone just hold their pants up here.
Wait.
I'm not wearing is that any pants.
I'm not wearing pants.
I'm wearing a jumper.
Oh, damn it. I want a jumper.
Oh.
A romper.
I want a
good
romper.
Luck going to the restroom.
An adult
yeah, have fun going to the restroom, Mad Stacy. It's going to be a whole ordeal.
Yeah.
It is.
There's 30 minutes. You won't get back.
Yeah. There you go. Now we're on track. The Nick 80 unadapt.
Yeah.
Did you even check in this week, Nick 80?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I remember.
Because I didn't see you. Because I was lurking on Untapped all week. I'm like, he's not doing it. Yep. I'm just like, I just keep hitting refresh on Untapped. I'm just like, waiting for Nick to check in. And he doesn't do it.
I had the strangest 3-day weekend of my life.
Whoa.
In that I either worked on or cleaned something all weekend.
That's, yeah.
Even on my extra day off.
Yeah, welcome to being a husband, bro.
Yeah, so, like, I did no leisurely activities. We did spend some good time out in the evenings because the weather was...
Nice.
Friggin' yeah. Fantastic.
Perfect.
Unusually fantastic for this time of year in Fresno.
Yeah, it's been so nice.
So we did spend every evening outside. Other than that, my drinking was limited. My going out was limited. I did not leave the house much. Mm-hmm. So all I drank this weekend was Big Sur IPA from
Fairmont's. Your go-to.
I had a sixer.
Oh, Big Sur.
Big old Big Sur.
Uh-oh. Big Sur, kick the hell out of you.
I like it.
Yeah. And when I was out of Big Sur, it was all whiskey, so you don't care about that.
Oh, is Barrel House allowed at FWIB? I'm guessing no.
I'll be right back. Oh, wait.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Fuck no. They hate each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they hate
They like
each other.
Purposely Ooh. Leave Barrel House out, even though they're...
That's
half
so
of
Fresno.
They're like
they're
a block.
They are way more Fresno.
They're like a block. Firestone's sure. A block away, and they won't allow a brewery from a block in their neighborhood.
A block away.
They are haters of each other.
Wow.
They probably hate it, but they still allow Silva in. Right?
Like I actually think.
Oh yeah, is Silva there?
Silva's there. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Right? See, but they're like, ooh, I guess we gotta let Silva in.
I guess.
Do they have a problem with Silva?
I feel like the brewers like each other, but it's always like the other yeah. chatter that gets involved.
Yeah, the know. Higher ups.
Hold on a second. I have All to right. let my dog out.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Mm-hmm, sorry. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Are you, though?
What else did you She's have, nuts. The Nick?
That's all I drank. That is the only beer I drank man, this whole weekend. Just... Sadly.
Yeah.
I had high hopes for this weekend. I was like, oh, man. Lots of beer drinking time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the market days. And load up. I'm going to get 2 6-packs and save 20%.
They fixed one of the inns. One of the inns cooler was out here at the market.
Oh,
where we get.
What?
Yeah. It was out like a full week. No cooling.
What?
Like one
How
of
many
the,
notes
the singles
did you put
inns.
In the suggestion box?
Oh, that. And no, I don't know if I have like the right kind of timing or my karma or whatever. But like all week I know, okay, so everyone knows, like to fill you in, I know you
just
know, but
you
just in case, the market,
yeah.
which is a right. area supermarket, a grocery store,
uh-huh.
and it's called Local. The Market. Yeah, real original. The Market.
Yeah.
And it has 2 ends of singles. For us mm-hmm. that it is my go
outside of the our, doors with the 6 and 12
yeah
packs.
Our go-to place for craft beers, but so it has 2 ends of singles, and one of mm-hmm. the ends the cooler was out like all week
mm.
like oh, just man. Nothing it was like warm shelf for a whole week.
Wow.
And then I came in exactly when the guy that works on the cooler began. Like I was, it was like as if I was summoned to work on the cooler with the guy.
Yes.
Like he came, like I walked up to the end with him, like inadvertently, and like he like opened up the bottom and started like checking it out to see like what the problem was. And I'm just like, whoa. Like,
you tell him it was a thermocouple?
Yeah, I was like, bro, I think the flux capacitor went out about a week ago.
Yeah, it's not fluxing anymore.
The flux capacitor.
Yeah, wow. so that's just bizarre. And then today, and not, it wasn't today, but a couple of days ago, I went in there and
I
the liquor guy, you know, that guy that's there, he's like my age-ish.
Yeah.
And he's kind of, you know,
super young fella.
Yeah, super young. And there was he brought a girl back there and he was like kind of teaching her. He's like, he's talking about that, and he's like, yeah, this has been out for a little while and blah blah blah. And I was like, I almost wanted to butt in, like, yeah, so I know what's going on with this cooler, so if you want to talk to me, I'll tell you about So like I felt like I was there, like my timing was like I'm there for like 10 minutes for the whole entire week, but I was there for the key 10 minutes of the whole week. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but
turns out it was just low on Freon. I mean,
I just really like to pump myself up in a grocery store retail kind of way, because that's my blood. Mikey, my bloodline is from like grocery store.
When you retire and you're like, I'm bored, I'm gonna get a part-time job.
Gonna
be the beer guy.
It's gonna be a grocery store. Beer guy
at the market.
Because I started at a grocery store, and I feel I will end at a grocery store. Like
you're gonna be like the curator. I'm just gonna work my 20 hours.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hang out and like advise people.
Yeah,
and then somebody's gonna try to go, I know more than you, and I'm gonna be like, no, you don't, bro.
Wait, whoa.
Because you probably don't know how IPAs started. How they started was,
oh my god! See what happened was
because you're gonna save 10%, and then I'll finish my story.
Yeah, wow. You're gonna stand here and listen to this IPA story instead of a bitch.
Yeah. So take this, and then I'm gonna also, based on what you pick, I'm gonna recommend.
I'm gonna stand over your shoulder, wait till you pick a beer, and then I'm gonna fucking commentate over what you just did.
I'm like, double IPA, chicken wings, aisle 7.
Oh, huh? Oh, you like lagers, huh? Well, okay.
Yeah, you're a chips and dip kind of guy.
Yeah, whatever you choose, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna end the statement with like sort of like a question. I'm like, all right.
Right.
Like there's chips no beer you could choose that's gonna impress me. Like whatever chips beer you like, if you choose I'm gonna get 6 Pliny's. I'm gonna be like, all right, 6 Pliny's, huh? Okay, man, get 6 Pliny's, I guess.
And then you look at them and say, "Oh, a little hot yoga later, huh?"
Mm-hmm.
Just make it a little weird.
You do a little hot yoga.
Oh, you're in that hot yoga group too, huh?
I recommend 60% humidity.
They're the only ones that get all that Pliny.
Rad Stacy, what did you drink this week?
So I was not able to drink much due to what I will soon reveal. But I did have a mini separation anxiety from Berryessa, which actually was pretty good as a little session IPA, 4%. And I tried, this is at Spokeasy as well. The day before my surgery, because they were like, nothing to eat or drink after midnight. And I said, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to get 7 p.m. I love how the doctor's like, hey, don't drink. Like, you know, whatever the procedure is, they're like, hey, don't drink 2 days or 1 day before. And they don't understand they don't understand who they're talking to. So in your mind, I'm like, okay, so I can like get completely fucked up right until the 24 hour mark.
11:59.
Don't drink 24 hours before. Oh, okay, so I can get completely fucking wasted at 25 hours.
No, I didn't get wasted.
Well, that's a mistake because the doctor said, the doctor didn't say anything about that. He said, don't drink 24 hours before. He didn't say anything about how you're going to drink. And the
still so, being drunk during the procedure.
Yeah, he didn't say anything about that.
They did call me.
They're like, you know what? We better call her. This is Rad Stacy. We better call.
We've
like,
heard episode 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they're like calling you at like 12:30 at night. They're like, you let's like, hey, they're like, hey, what are you doing?
My surgery was on Thursday and I think they called me on Monday or Tuesday and they were like, hey, you know, they asked me a whole bunch of questions and they were like, do you smoke? And I was like, nope. They're like, do you drink? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
And they were like, could you like refrain from that a bit?
You're like, and no. Like, you're like, come up with an alternate thing because I can't.
Like,
are you guys from a different podcast or trying to, are you guys trying to josh me? Is this the session trying to fuck with me right now?
Drinking at least 24 hours beforehand. And I said, yeah, no problem. I said, no hard liquor. Got it.
They're like, yeah, that's not what we said. We said no drinking.
I was like, no tequila.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no tequila.
Beer doesn't count, huh?
Yeah. So I had one of those. just a little bitty beer, just a little 4%.
Like, did they give you like a test before the operation? They're like, all right. Like, what do you think would happen if you just like had a morning beer before this?
This is the like, society.
Like, guys, bro, I had a session IPA before I came here. Okay, I'm sorry.
They did test me. The only thing they tested me for was just to make sure that I wasn't pregnant.
All right. Well, where were you?
I could have been like all kinds of other.
That's why they said no alcohol.
Yeah.
You get knocked up.
They assume you're going to be knocked up unless they tell you to stop. They're like, hey, don't get knocked up. You're like, I don't know. I might get knocked up. You're like, no, you can't do that. Like, yeah, but I don't know. I might get knocked up.
So a couple of Heinekens and
I might have a couple of Lagunitas non-alcohol IPAs.
I met a coworker there and he ordered the
So did you guys team up for an operation? You're like, oh,
not in the operating room at Spokeasy, not in the
anesthesia. Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, where do I know you from? You're like, he's like, your job. I just saw you an hour ago. Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine if you like met up with your anesthesiologist and you were like, oh, my God, I saw you at the bar until 2 a.m. this morning.
I can drink under 24 hours before this. You can't.
So he ordered the Slough House Jalapeno Pear Cider, which I thought was super gross.
What the fuck is that?
I did not like
that's
it.
That's a thing? Wow. That's a real thing?
I don't know if I'm more grossed out by the beer name or the...
Slough House?
You just broke out in a fucking rash.
Well, there you go.
Afterwards, yeah. And he was like, yeah. I'm having an allergic reaction to this cider. And I was like, yeah, probably.
Yep.
I'm like, I told you, don't.
Oh, but you're having surgery tomorrow. You're gonna have.
It's what is it you call it, Stacey? When the apples just ferment on the ground.
Yeah, scrumpy.
Scrumpy. I was like, bro, you're getting a scrumpy reaction.
You're right. The jalapeno pear cider. It's just like, oh, we got these jalapenos over here that are rotting. We've got these pears that we need to do something with. Let's just make a fucking cider.
They're gonna ferment. Just throw them in shit.
But what I did try was the, and I don't know if I'm going to say this brewery's name right at all, but the Tilken, Rulken.
Yeah,
that's right. I apologize. But it is a Belgian lambic style stout, and it was really good.
Whoa.
What?
Lambic stout.
Yeah, it was very,
a
very
Belgian
similar to,
lambic stout, and it was good. All right.
It was good. It was very similar to La Folie, but La Folie that's about 5 years old. Like,
no.
Yeah, like let it age out a little bit, like lose a little bit of its sour, like sharpness. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it tasted like. I really liked it. And then I, somebody sent me a picture from the Central Valley Craft Beer Drinkers. Are you guys a part of that anymore? I left.
Yeah, I think I left as well. It just became a chugging station, right? Is that the one that was just like all chugs?
Yeah.
All chugs all the day.
Whenever there's really good news in that group, somebody will send me a screenshot though. So all I have like other people who filter the bullshit out for me, which is great. But somebody posted, anyone hear of a contest from Firestone Walker Brewing Company where if you find a fly in Union Jack, you win a prize? And this guy posted a picture of this fly that he like pulled out of a Union Jack can.
The hell?
And then my friend said, he said, it's the new version of Fly Jack.
Oh.
Which I know that this probably should have been mentioned earlier, but like that is like just the funniest shit that I read all day.
That's not real, is it?
Yeah, that was funny. And I think that he was just opening it in like an outhouse or something.
He is in a Porter John. He's in an old Tioga Sequoia Porter John.
It's not official fly.
Yeah, what a ding dong. I don't know. I don't think that that was real at all. And then I also had, and this was like way before my surgery, actually, the Black Pilsner from Moonlight Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Black to Reality. That is a great beer if you haven't had it before. So good. Let me know when you want me to reveal what I actually had done.
All right.
This is the appropriate time.
I think it's appropriate enough.
But I don't care.
Rad Stacy.
Hey.
We've been waiting 2 weeks. There have been a lot of guesses. We're not forcing Stacy to do this. She's willing. No. This is her call.
We did not give her $500 before the show.
We certainly don't have that.
Wait,
so.
Is there $500?
No, there is none of that. No dollars.
No, and I don't want to like take this to like a super serious note at all, but I think in light of what Don't Drink Beer and Alex Kidd is going through and also some struggles that I've had, I did have a procedure to remove my fallopian tubes to prevent certain cancers from coming forth because I have had quite a few other procedures to remove precancerous cells that I already had. So, you know, get yourself checked out and take care of yourself because that's what I had done. And then a full uterine ablation because I had endometriosis, which I was also diagnosed with this year. Yeah. So nothing super serious, but I'm super open about my health struggles and whatnot. So like, that's what it is.
Sounds serious enough to us.
Yeah, it was super fun. I'm still super sore. They went in through my fucking belly button, you guys.
Jesus.
So listen.
Well, that's where that's where your baby used to go in through, right?
So I'm really weird about my belly button. Like, I don't want anybody fucking touching it. And I didn't know that. This was the
way. Well, great. Now every Perfect Board listener every Perfect Board listener is going to try and touch your belly button now.
They'll die. Great. Like, they'll never be heard from again.
They will die.
You have never seen reflexes like the reflexes to protect my belly button. I promise you that.
Wow.
But my belly button right now does look like somebody took it to a back alley and beat the shit out of it. Like, it's all black and blue and fucked up. So,
I'm sure it's still...
But I did
in with an innie, came out with an outie.
Yeah, I did think that the gallbladder guess was really good from Janine last week.
Yeah, that's what I was. I was like, yeah, I think.
Yeah, that was like pretty good. And then as far as moles being removed, like I can't remove those because my familiar feeds off of them because I'm a witch. So can't happen.
Oh, okay. Right. That makes sense.
But yeah, I did think that the liver thing was good. So my favorite texted guess was labiaplasty.
What is that?
Enlarged labia.
Oh, okay.
And the following message said, what the internet doesn't want to tell you is that men love a giant labia. And I was like, okay.
The beef curtains.
Yeah. You know, I was like, nope, that's not what I'm having done. But yeah, so
I'm having giant labia. Give me giant labia. Like,
it's like,
ma'am,
bringing your seat with you everywhere you go, nice and cushiony.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what? Take care of yourself out there. You never know what's lurking inside your body.
You never know what's going on. Being preventative.
I'm excited to kind of move on with my life and have less risks associated with my health.
You feeling all right?
I am. Yeah, I'm just sore. But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good. That's why I'm drinking the light stuff.
Well, that was from the bar fight from the night before, not the surgery.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. But you'll be like, it's not gonna affect your FWIB swagger, is it?
No, I went back to work today. I chose the wrong pants. I had to come home and get different pants it was affecting my belly button situation.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a Wednesday, not a surgery thing.
Yeah. These pants aren't working. Yeah, so
I wish I could go home when my pants suck. When I made the worst,
these pants are not working.
When a bad pant choice, I just have to live with my bad pant choice all day.
No wonder Mikey's always grumpy.
I'm like, what happened? My wore bad pants all day.
Yeah, it should not affect my FWIB fest though. I should be good to go. I'm
all right. I'm good.
Around.
You can get all the rares. You can get all the Dark Lord variants.
Yes. Oh God. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. All the Dark Lord. Oh God.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
All the industry. Does the industry get the Dark Lord? Do they pop the Dark Lord keg before the regular snob, the regular idiots come in?
You know what? I think you're just gonna have to come to the secret parties.
Okay.
With me.
Okay.
And Rad Doug.
Do both the Firestone Walker guys, do the lion and the bear show up for this, or just like one?
Generally, I've seen both of them every time I've gone. Yeah.
Like one's just like, are you gonna go? I'll go. Okay. Like, I feel like they make a deal. Like, I don't want to go this year. Will you go? They're like,
No, David for sure will be there. David really loves this stuff. Adam is more like, I'm a grandpa and I don't give a fuck.
Adam's all like, you're still doing the whole beer thing stuff? He's like, yeah, we're still there. Like, okay. I'll come.
The only thing you won't catch David doing is drinking anything that has to do with 805 or Cerveza.
Ooh.
And you won't do it. Yeah. And he's not shy about letting people know.
He's like, we did it for money. Go fuck yourself.
Right. Yeah, basically. and I did get some weird messages last week from, I think it was a Mikey Tapor. I'm not sure.
I've never heard of him.
Is it Tapor?
Tapor. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's French.
Yeah, he's French. French Canadian. He's from Montreal. I'm Mikey Tapor. Hello.
What's really funny is that you sent me those messages at, I don't know, like midnight. Probably around the time that you were recording last week's episode, because when I was listening to it, I'm like, this is about the time that he would have been.
Yeah, that's like post show. Like, I'm still like high. I'm still high on the show. Still feeling it.
It was just like, hey, do you like parks?
What's happening? Yeah, it was me the whole time on Untappd. I'm the one creepy guy on Untappd messaging everybody.
Yes, like, hey.
I've been milking my messenger all week, like trying to edge it to a place of like, when are you gonna proposition me about something? And it's they never get to anything. I'm just like, why are we here? Like, can you tell me why you were here? And they won't reference it. They'll just be like, I just want to find out about how your day is going. I'm like, God damn it. I want to know what's the game. They're like,
what's the angle?
Yes. We're talking about the creepy Untappd DMs right now.
But then I told you, listeners. I said, do you like parks? Yes or no? And you said, I do. I like parks. I park at Parks and Park.
Yeah, I do. Like, I'll go to park and I'll park. And then we're like, you know, we
and then you put it in quotations and I park.
And I quote unquote park.
Oh,
yeah. Come on. You guys know from the, you know, the 80s when you would park.
Yes.
The park, 90s, park, 80s park and 90s.
You don't park with boys.
No. You when you go to Fresno Airport at Clovis Avenue and at the end of the runway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People still do that.
Oh, yeah. You park and look at the planes go overhead.
It's like going around.
Yeah.
Going steady.
Would you like to go around?
Stupid. Go around where?
Go around school.
That's what my dad used to say. He was like, go around where? What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah. Dad jokes. Anyway. How to squash a situation.
Hilarious. Dad jokes. Not very funny.
Wait. They're extremely
but memorable. So yes. Is it really a waste?
Sorry, guys, I'm a little late to this here. It's like really late on the Friday here. Like Flib is opening up.
You guys should be on the road already. You guys better get going.
I'm already.
No, so is calling.
I'm already at the gate.
You're hammered already.
I'm hammered at the Flib gate.
Sleeping at the gate.
Does anyone ever get kicked out before they get actually in? Because that's going to happen to me.
Probably.
You know what? You need to leave.
Yes, sir. We know how IP
are you? Yeah, it's because I'm from the Valley, huh, you son of a bitch?
Are you the Fresnan? You need to leave. Sir, you're making a scene.
Sir?
Did you see her?
Damn right I'm the Fresnan, you son of a bitch. And I told you, Paso Robles is where we go to pee. All of us in the Valley, we just stop and pee here. We piss, and then we move on to San Luis Obispo, where it's actually nice. And we go to Pismo Beach, where it's actually nice. We're in the ocean. We don't stop here in Paso Robles. There's fucking nothing.
I see why they hate us now. Suddenly
what?
It makes sense.
No, we like. No, that's cool. We like you. You guys are cool.
I'm going to hold my pee the whole time.
Don't stop. Paso Robles.
Well, no, I'll pee in a bag and take it with
you. Yeah, just pee in a bag. Oh, when you're waiting to get on the 101, when you're, you know, when you're going there and you're like waiting to get on the 101 South, just pee in a bag and don't get out. Yeah. Or just pee on the street. Nobody. What do we care? Just get out. Get out. Pee on the street. Just like go right. Open the door. Pee on the street. Go back in the car. Who's gonna do anything? You're from Fresno. You think those Paso Robles?
It's fine. I'm from Fresno.
Yeah. You think those police officers are gonna fuck with you? They're like, look at their plates. They bought that car, Bingham Toyota. I'm not going to fuck with that guy.
Own a car. Oh, great.
Ownacarfresno.com. Nope. Don't mess with them. Just let them keep rolling through.
Mazda Fresno
for me. Mazda Fresno. A Volkswagen Fresno, which is actually in Clovis.
Yeah, that's right. They sold out.
Yeah, fucking sell it. Fresno County.
Fun fact, if you put on Weezer's Blue Album when you turn left onto the 101 and then you drive into Cayucas, the album will end as you're pulling into Cayucas.
That's a nice fact. I'm going to try to say that for Flowing with Famous.
This doesn't change with like ebb and flow of traffic at all.
Not one bit.
What if there's a lot of traffic at a winery? What if there's a lot of Paso Robles winery traffic, Nick?
And then you got to take the 46 again to Hearst Castle.
Okay.
Don't go to.
Oh my God! This is a winery region, guys.
Yeah. So get back on 46 all the way to the 1, and then make another.
Yeah, but the 101, the one's closed. If you try to go up to. The Carmel, it's closed. Yeah. Big Sur.
Go that way.
They had a whole mountain slide. The mountain cave
down. Wrong direction, sir.
Yeah.
Wrong direction.
No.
Don't take Old Creek Road either. Don't take Old Creek Road. That'll throw you. Stay on 46.
This is great. I, I, our Icelandic listeners love this. They're like,
they love it.
I get all the references
based on our references.
Yeah, I like every reference they're doing right now. I really appreciate this show.
And Hearst Castle, the beds are so uncomfortable. Don't stay there.
Yeah, don't even. Yeah,
that's not an Airbnb. You're not supposed to stay in the castle.
Do you think there's a good way to try to like hide from the tour guide and see if you can like
stay the night in
her? Yeah, stay the night there. Do they have cameras everywhere?
I bet you could. Nah, come on. Yeah. Do it.
I bet I could. I'll just get inside. I'll pull the whole like the old like get inside one of the statues or like the armor. Like hide inside
Bill
armor.
Bill and Ted style.
Right. This knight's armor doesn't have anyone else inside of it. I'll just put this on really quick. It'll be fine.
Right. Oh, damn, you're already in there.
Clanking.
That was my idea.
That was my idea. What if you found a skeleton in there, like someone else who had
tried to... Oh, they tried to stay the night and they died.
And they were like, we were always trying to figure out what that weird smell was. And then it just went away. Finally, it just went away. Dusty old place. Hearst Castle.
Oh, yeah. Story for next week about my neighborhood.
Any cheers you want to give out there, kids?
Uh-oh.
Cheers to FwibFest for letting us in.
Hello?
So good.
I can hear you, Nick.
I can hear you.
Nick can't hear us hearing him.
Hearing you,
Nick.
Okay, I hear you now.
Okay.
Damn it.
He was.
That was weird. No, I'm tired of you guys. Man. I don't hear you. I don't
hear you guys.
I have a headache.
I don't see you, and I don't hear you.
All right. Well.
Giving me a headache.
All right. Yeah. Cheers to the FWIB people for letting us in. Mm-hmm. I sold it to him pretty hard, so we need to like break magic.
They don't know.
First and last. First and last.
Nobody tell them. I appreciate how no Perfect Poor listeners have given a heads up to Farson Walker to be like, you know, you're letting in the whole show,
the problem, that caused
the whole fucking problem, right? Yeah, like, wait, what?
Enough time has passed that it has turned from tragedy to comedy.
To fun.
And that's where we are.
It's like you can laugh about it now. Are we at the laugh about it now stage?
How the turntables.
Yeah.
It's the perfect pour. We're here to fuck you one more time. Five to one.
Because I am assuming that the person that.
Why is that not on a shirt?
We're here to fuck you one more time. Hey, from the perfect pour. We're here to fuck you one more time.
Can I tell you about IPAs?
You will not believe the story I have about IPAs. It is an unbelievable story. Not many people know it.
We're not lubing you up for this one either, man.
No.
Going right into this history dry.
Yeah. You will not believe how IPA started.
We're going to have so much fun if we can get in without anyone detecting.
Well, so far it's happened. I think it's gonna happen, Stacey. Well, I will like at the door. They'll be like, oh, okay, Mike from 34. You're like, yeah. If they do a little bit, hold please, and they start getting on the walkie-talkie, and they're like.
I'm like, it's not that mic, guys. It's a different mic.
Why is he on there? Like, oh, I'm not that guy, guys. No.
It's different. Yo, Mike's a really common name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a super fucking common name.
I am Mike Tapoor.
I'm Mike Tapoor. That's not me.
This is going to be so much fun.
Oh, gosh. Wait till next week, everyone.
If we live.
It's going to be some serious shit.
We're not found in the bottom of a fermenter somewhere.
You're gonna see,
Serious.
Centrifuge. Like, do you see the solar field out there? Take a walk.
Oh. God damn it. You guys are going to make me come get you this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, Nick. Nick, can you come get us? I'm busy.
They took my keys. You got to come get us.
They punched me in the belly.
We have a new golden god.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. And I'm trying to find it. Nick, what's our new golden god?
Totally prepared for this.
Wow. The organization is unreal.
Jason Sierra.
Yeah! Pew, pew, pew,
pew. Pew, pew, pew.
New golden god of the perfect poor. Patreon.com/perfectpoor if you want to be a golden god. They give us money.
Golden god.
Golden god.
Golden god.
Money and we pay for the bills, huh? Huh? Like our mailbox. I went there and I got there's some new beers from the Cyclone I have that because of our mailbox / the golden gods giving us money for a mailbox.
Yes.
I won't give it to you guys, but I'll enjoy them.
Damn it.
They're going to be delicious. But thanks to our golden gods, big cheers. And they enabled us to pay our bills without us having to use our money to be a podcast. Usually most podcasters have to pay out. Bad
Stacy doesn't know that yet.
Oh, damn it. I mean, yeah, Rad Stacy, continue donating $100 to the show.
You owe us like a lot of money.
Yeah, you owe us a lot. Yeah, we've been kind of cool about it, but actually, yeah, that's not been said. Like, Matt owes us like $1,800.
Yeah, he had to quit because he couldn't pay anymore.
Yeah. So
an invoice and all.
Oh, okay, I'll send you the invoice.
If invoicing
is a problem, I'll send you an invoice.
I haven't gotten an invoice or a contract. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Taxes and stuff. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
we'll get that worked out. But with the golden gods, thank you, everyone, and for sharing the show. We really appreciate it. And make sure to mention all our tangents. Say, hey, you want to listen to Perfect Poor? They got great tangents.
You know what? That should have been something I put on this shirt was tangent.
Tangent.
Yeah.
Wardrobe change.
Next time. Next time.
Yeah.
Little Sharpie action.
It's going to be a great time.
White t-shirt with Sharpie. Nothing says class like a white t-shirt with Sharpie on.
Oh, yeah.
Puff paint.
I mean, it's a long puff car paint. Right over there. You got time.
Yeah, if you want to huff.
Put it in the huff sun.
Paint, that's smart. Yeah.
Strap it to the hood. Let it air dry.
Don't do the same thing, James. Is that what James Dean did? He huffed.
He was puff painting,
And then he crashed.
He said, do you know who I am?
Call me.
Do you know who I am?
You know who I am. I'm James Dean. Crash. Because
I don't. when I'm getting the passes, when they're like, are you ready for all this great beer? I'm going to be like, I've been huffing paint the whole fucking way over here, man. I need to come down.
Give me a fucking beer.
Are you going to come out? You going to come out to Kettleman City and help me out?
For the Kettleman City Wine Mixer, right?
It's the Kettleman City Wine Mixer.
Paired with doubles and 4x4s all day.
Kettleman fucking City, man. You did it.
Yes.
You fucking did it. I think that would be so much fun.
Yards at the In-N-Out in Kettleman City.
Yeah, man.
We could probably just put up a pop-up tent like yeah. without telling anybody and just have like two buck yeah, checked no, out there.
Who the hell's going to stop us in Kettleman City?
Right.
Nobody.
They'll be like, hey,
nobody.
Yeah, we'll just have like a couple cases of two buck check and people come, they're like, hey, what's going on here? I'll be like, us fucking Kettleman wine mixer. Like,
what's going on here? The best.
What do you mean? What's going on? Yeah, charge your Tesla and come have some two yeah. buck check with us.
Oh my god, the chargers brilliant. There?
Because I know they got them at I-5 and Pinoch.
You know what? That's it. I'm making. Do they have it at Kettleman? All of us that say Kettleman Wine Mixer and just have people ask like, "Whoa, is that a thing?" I'm like, "Yeah, we just came from it."
Like, yeah,
Kettleman just, Wine Mixer.
Yeah, that's where you should do it. Yes.
You ruined my nut. Yeah. I'm going to be
Saturday. Yeah. You know what? I already had a fun time. I already blew my nut at the Kettleman Wine Mixer. But all right. I'm sure this Farson Walker thing's going to be great.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure it's fine. I already had
the Kettleman Wine Mixer and all I got was this fucking t-shirt.
I think every booth you say, I can't believe I left the Kettleman Wine Mixer early for this.
For this stupid shit. That's what the t-shirt says. I can't believe I left the Kettleman Wine Mixer for this stupid shit. Both sides of the shirt say it. You don't have any difference on each side. Both sides. You want to make sure everyone sees it.
Oh, did you fall in love at first sight or should I walk by again?
And then the next festival is the Kettleman Homebrew Fest.
Yes.
I think.
I will try your homebrew.
I absolutely will. Was it made here?
Thanks for listening to the Perfect Boar. Have Thanks, a great week. Be safe.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Hopefully we see you next week.
Hopefully. Oh boy.
I know. If I'm on my own next week, it's going to be sad.
Yep. And it's all Nick's show now.
The sole That's survivor right. of the Kettleman Wine Mixer.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.